Much of the budget shortfall will be due to a decrease in state funding of $1 million or more. Property tax revenue may also dip, but not nearly as much. College President Chris Breitmeyer is hoping that enrollment and the tuition that it generates won't fall.
Typically, in a recession, in an economy like that we're going to be in, a lot of folks come to the community colleges to get retrained, and we could actually see an increase in tuition revenue. So that's something we're watching closely right now.
The school is pushing the idea of community college enrollment as a safe alternative to universities because many students can stay home. Breitmeyer says to deal with the shortfall, there will be a hiring freeze, some retiring employees won't be replaced, hours of part-time staff will be cut, but they'll be able to keep their jobs.
We don't have any layoffs slated in this round, but those are certainly on the shelf. Moving forward, there's no option that we won't investigate.
The college has built up its reserves, but Breitmeyer says he won't be dipping into them yet.
Our goal is to do that as little as possible because we know in the next biennium, we're going to experience a similar thing. The projections from the governor's office show continued deficit for up to 5 years.
For the summer, the community college will continue classes mostly online, with some in-person instruction in programs such as welding, automotive, and historic restoration. In the fall, a hybrid of online and in-person classes are likely, with temperature taking, masks, and distancing. Faculty Association President T.J. Lackner says it will be a challenge.
A lot of instructors are preparing courses in multiple different formats, being prepared for any possible situation, which, of course, is a lot more work. We're finding even this term, changing a course from a live course to even an online course utilizing like a Zoom for individual class discussions has been a struggle.
Reopening Patriot Hall to the public will also have to wait at least until September. For Coast Community Radio, I'm Jacob Lewin.